It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right. Here we go. Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast.
Brock Monday podcast.
Monday podcast.
We're just going to roll into it.
I honestly don't like have a topic. So
it's completely fine because it was a decent weekend.
It was a good weekend.
What'd you do?
On Friday I had to work. So we did Friday, and then Friday night didn't go too crazy because I had to work Saturday.
Yep.
But Saturday, got up, got a few things done, then I went, did my remote, and then came home, and the wife and I just did some things around the house.
Home Depot, bro.
We did some stuff around the house, and then we just had a nice night in. I grilled out and just had some food, and we did a fire and drank some booze and watched a movie. And then Sunday, beach day, bro.
Yeah.
Beach day, bro.
It was a good beach day.
It was. I got some sun on my chest.
Yeah, pop that open, would you?
You like that? It really makes the white hairs in my...
I'm surprised that the UV can get through all that hair.
Tell you what, it takes a while. But it is crazy, you know, I can really start seeing all my white chest hairs.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get. You got any white hairs?
I
do. You don't have any chest hairs, do you?
I don't have any chest hairs. I got like four. But those are still brown. I got some white ones on my head, though.
On the temples?
That's why I got to get a haircut now every, like, 2 weeks.
See, the thing is,
I don't care.
When I cut my hair, I can actually see the whites more, the gray. And, like, mine aren't just gray. They're white.
I think you get more grays in your beard than anywhere else.
Oh, dude, that's white. That's not even gray anymore. Yeah, my beard, it's nuts, man.
You grew it out. And, hey, you know what, though? It is very Brett Favre-ish.
Yeah-esque. I know. I actually taught Brett Favre how to play quarterback.
Did you teach him how to send dick pics too?
I did. I said, here's what you do is you take an angle, make sure you're wearing Crocs. God, he did. Send a dick pic to that Jen Sterger.
Yeah.
That still always bothers me. Look, it wasn't right of him to send dick pics. I get that. But she sat on those dick pics for how long?
Oh, yeah, she definitely got an eyeful.
Yeah, and she studied them. It was such a big deal, she should have said something right away.
Yeah, absolutely.
In my mind.
Well, don't look at him.
Jen Sterger.
Don't look at him.
God, she did have a nice setup. I don't know. To be honest, though, her face is okay.
Yeah. How do you feel about sending dick pics?
Well, see, I'm married, so I've sent dick pics to the wife before.
Like even
that's how Jen Sterger got famous, right there, that photo.
Yeah.
But honestly, though, dude, her face is kind of busted, man.
Yeah. I mean, not really.
I would give her body a 10.
She's hot.
And her face a 6.
6?
I would give her face a 6.
Damn.
That's not her redeeming quality. She looks better there. But I mean, no, man. I mean, honestly.
All right, so before you were married and you were going to, you know...
Never send a dick pic to any woman. I just never did. I could have, but I never did.
I might have once.
Here's the problem, is that I don't need that floating around.
That's what I'm saying. That was the nerve-wracking. Because you know what? Let's be honest. A wiener isn't really...
No, even...
appealing to the eye.
Even if I take, like, a great shot of my donger.
Right.
It's still not that appealing.
It looks like a skinless pig.
Like, honestly, I've sent Kiki...
Or skinless what?
What?
What? A hairless pig.
I've actually sent Kiki the same picture because it's the only good one. I've tried to take, like, a new one, and I got that old one. Like, I'm like, oh, that was a good one.
It's got grays on it.
It was ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always weird, man. You know, it's just blackmail.
And, well, now, here's
the
thing.
You're just setting yourself up for failure.
Here's the thing, too, is... And not saying, like, that's not, she's all right.
See, here's
okay looking.
I know you're getting to something, but what if it's, like, very sizable? What if it's a wiener that you're very proud of? Now is it like, I don't care who sees it. It's thing's monstrous.
Well, no, and it's not even that, because it's monstrous. It's huge. It's a huge dick. I think there's guys that are more comfortable with it happening. To be honest, for me, I don't really care either way if someone saw it now, because... Yeah. I mean, I'm married.
Whatever.
Who am I trying to impress? I'm fine with my donger. You know? I've never had any complaints. I'm not saying it's this big old lap hog, but it's fine. It gets the job done.
I'm going to be honest with you. Mine's tan all year round.
Oh, it's got a nice golden brown
tan. See that tan, dude?
No, here's what I was going to say is, even with my big tan, big tan dick, even with our jobs, you know, we are in the public eye.
Right.
So if I'm sending dick pics to everyone, I mean, people know who I am on a small scale.
Yeah.
I don't need to be that radio guy that's got his dick pics all over the place.
This is a podcast. I think we can say this.
Yeah.
God, I hope we don't get sent to HR for this. So if you pick five dudes from the radio station, you got Ray, you got Pat Moody, You got Johnny.
I don't think we can do this in our podcast. Just because it's a podcast, we're still at work. You're gonna get. I think I need to stop you right there.
All right, I'll stop.
Because I got a feeling you're gonna lead into whose do I want to see.
No, I was gonna say if it was a lineup, could you tell who's who?
Jesus Christ. Jesus, I'm sitting here scrolling through Jen Sturger picks, and you're asking me on a lineup of dongers.
You know,
if I could pick, I probably could.
Yeah,
I probably could.
That one's definitely Pat because it's got a mustache.
It's got a mustache. That's Johnny's because it's singing.
Yes. And there's Hunter because it's non-existent.
No, it's Hunter's because it's a drone pick.
Right, yeah.
He took it with
from
his
drone.
From a distance.
You're right. You got to get that aerial shot,
You
got to
get that
bro.
Aerial shot,
like,
bro.
The most professional. Just wasn't four, there a guy who did that? Like
4K.
Like you'd pay a guy and he'd take professional
dong photos?
I think so. I think that was a thing a few years ago.
I don't think that was a thing. That might have been on a TV show.
I don't know.
No, but I at this point, you know, Kiki, every once in a while I'll get her revved up. I'll maybe do a pick.
You think girls get embarrassed? Like, I mean, the female body is a beautiful thing. And I even think women can agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, like, do you think they get nervous?
Women overthink it.
Yeah.
I wonder how many times.
Like, if I was a woman, like, who cares? Especially if I was good looking.
Yeah.
It's like, everybody wants to see it.
Yeah.
But does it kind of ruin it?
Do you want to show it off? See, that's, but also what's appealing on the female body is the mysteriousness.
Yeah, the mystery.
You know? Yeah, the
Absolutely.
Mystery. You're just sending, you know, booby pics to everybody. It's kind of like, well, that's not a big deal.
That's why I think nude beaches aren't all what they cracked up to be.
Well, that, and again, the people that go to nude beaches are the ones that you don't want to see naked.
Right.
It's not full of Victoria's Secret models.
There's
no.
a regular beach that way.
Let's go that way. Well, then think about celebrities. Why is it such a big deal when celebrities have their photos leaked?
Yeah.
It's because people want to see them.
Yeah.
And then once you see them, you're kind of like, meh, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, I saw them.
It's
you
weird.
Know?
It's like the anticipation. Then you see it.
There's a reason why a guy has made a living. Mr. Skin has made a living.
Yeah.
Literally archiving all of the nudity of celebrities is because it's that status and you don't get to see them naked all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. Here's what I think is funny. This is what's crazy for me is Kiki and I walk around the house naked all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you've
seen yeah, for sure.
Your telescope. But you know, like now,
drone.
Dude, 12 to 14 year old Brock would lose his mind knowing that I'm just constantly around a naked chick.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
An attractive naked woman.
Like, you never thought it would be a thing.
And nowadays, it's almost kind of like you take it for granted.
Like, you guys walk by each other and just not even
look. And it's kind of like, you know what, I still appreciate it. I'll slap her ass. But it's also, it's like, it's just such a common occurrence. But 12-year-old Brock would have been like, what?
Is this heaven?
Dude, you're around it. Are you just, like, banging her all the time? It's like, no. Because I'm tired.
I'm old. I'm tired.
I'm exhausted.
It's weird. It's weird.
She's bloated. I'm tired.
You know, do you think you think it's from seeing it, like, your whole life?
Yeah.
You know, it's like anything. If you see it for the first time, it's unbelievable.
Kiki and I have been married for 6 years, together for...
When it's like taking something for granted, like anything.
Yeah. Well, you just get used to it.
It's just like you see that guy driving a Lambo, and you're like, dude, that guy's got to have the greatest life. But you know what? I'm pretty sure that guy's had that Lambo for 2 months, and he doesn't even think about it anymore.
No,
he's just driving a car.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Same thing with women. I'm not saying that my wife's not hot because she's beautiful. And
are you comparing your wife to an old car?
I mean, the Lambo's pretty hot, bro. But you can't have sex with the Lambo.
Can't have sex with the Lambo.
I mean, I can, but... you know, it's just like you gotta set yourself back if you occasionally. You gotta appreciate stuff.
Yeah.
Don't let it get too far away from you.
Yeah. No, I agree.
You know?
I agree.
And that goes with all things in life.
Yeah. Yeah. We take for granted our dick pics and our naked wives.
You put that in your pocket and you appreciate it.
Why don't you appreciate that? Because you know, someday I'm gonna be an old man.
How about this? Here's just a
thought.
Not
gonna look as good.
You know, it's gonna be all floppy and you could end up at the YMCA with a bunch of other dudes with floppy dung. You know what I thought of?
Huh.
Think about before digital age, sending a dick pic. Like, did you really like just hand it off to somebody?
See, and that's
like a Polaroid.
I don't think it was. I'm sure people did. I'm not saying it did, but it wasn't as prevalent. Not
it's so
nearly,
easy
obviously.
To just press send
yeah,
when you're
absolutely.
Not in front of that person.
Yeah.
You know,
dude, we can put filters on our privates. All right,
yeah.
I could literally get that dog face filter on my dick. All right, think about
it's
that.
It's got bunny ears.
You can do that. Isn't that crazy?
And hearts around it.
Yeah. Could you face swap with the dong?
Oh, my God.
I want to try it. We got to try it.
Who's dung? Rock, paper, scissors in this one?
Yes, dude. All right.
Rock, paper, scissors. Bro.
Damn it!
Wait, what does that mean?
That means that
I win.
It's my... But you got to put
your... I
don't
want to look at your dung.
No, you got to put your face next to it, because if you do the face swap...
Stinks.
You got to be right there. Right. Here's my dick, Hunter. Here's your face.
That's my new profile picture.
Right there.
Oh, and my face swap. God.
Like, what is that? That's Brock's dick. That is Brock's donger, man.
That's pretty funny. So, God. The awkwardness of handing a Polaroid to your girlfriend in 1970 had to have been awkward.
But there was, like, I remember actually, I hope Kiki doesn't listen to this, but I had some naughty photos of ex-girlfriend in college. She took a couple naughty little photos.
Yeah.
I don't have them anymore. I have no idea where they're at.
Right, which is sketchy.
But she had to go get that developed.
Yeah.
And unless you had, like, at home, you could print them off at home.
Imagine being, like, a Walgreens photo
person. They saw everything.
Oh, yeah.
They saw everything.
You know?
I got your photos done. Made a couple extra copies. Yeah.
They're really awkward when they hand you the book of photos.
Oh, God.
Oh, you saw it, didn't you?
You did. You saw all of it, didn't you?
You know, just a naked dude with red eyes.
Yeah. You
know? Oh, my God, it's the devil, and he's naked.
The devil's naked, and he has a boner. Anyway.
So we didn't have a topic, and that's what we got.
We got onto it. That's great. Yeah. So it all started with... Jen Sterger.
Really hopped onto that.
Really hopped onto that one.
Oh, God.
Take a Polaroid picture of it. All right, I think that'll do. That's good enough for me, man. Thanks for checking out this podcast. Hopefully you are over the age of 18, because this was extremely inappropriate. Uh-huh. Talked about doing a lineup of dongers of people at work. Hopefully Judy never hears this one, man.
You know.
Be in a meeting, buddy.
Yeah.
Don't forget to explore more on the website, WIRX.com, where you found this podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
And if you feel free to send pics to 925WI. Not you dudes. We're talking to
No, I want you to mail, all right? 580 East Napier Avenue to the care of Brock and Hunter in the Plan B Morning Show.
Do not fold.
Don't fold. I don't want any creases in that Polaroid. All right, we'll see you guys next time.